Well, for around 45 years, Sydney music lovers have been able to count on the basement in Circular Quay for jazz, blues, R&B, funk, and so much more. In fact, each week you could even go and see the Monday Jam, which drew patrons into the basement for a lineup of musos, all led by the house band, the New OGs. We often thought maybe that the basement was escaping the issues that lockout laws were creating for other venues, but sadly we've just learnt that the basement isn't immune. Now, in March, OG's band leader Danny G. Felix broke the news that their March 26 gig was going to be their last at the basement, with the basement actually closing down. Now, the closure has been confirmed. A whole schedule of shows have had to leave, and of course, the Jam is without a home. Danny joins me on the phone. Danny, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, obviously, this was a bit of a shock to the system. After 45 years of the basement, you can't have been expecting that there were going to be any issues.
Yeah, that's right. It was a big shock. Big shock to us. We heard some rumours, but we thought that they were untrue. And it was like tomorrow, that's it. It's our last Jam.
It is a really quick turnaround. I know initially it looked like maybe the basement was going to be turned into offices. That seems a little up in the air, but we really don't know what's happening to the venue, do we?
No, we don't. We still don't know.
So
what's happening?
What's this going to mean for, well, not only your band, but what do you think this is going to mean for, you know, jazz, funk, R&B, blues all around Sydney?
Well, I think it will, I mean, there's other venues. There are other venues and the music will live on no matter what happens to the basement. But, I mean, I really do hope that venue continues. A venue rather than just converting into something else, office space or whatever it is, because that space was created for music.
Mm.
You know, it was created for jazz in particular, really, like, and it's the only real jazz club that we have that was really designed as a jazz club, and it's so iconic and has worked for so many years as a jazz. I mean, it's turned into a slightly wider array of music that they've been putting on there lately, but it's still, you know, to have that sort of club, like, a jazz club like that is very important, I think, in any major city.
You did mention there were other venues, but clearly not with the kind of history and legacy of the basement.
That's right. That's right, exactly. There are other venues. Again, a lot of the venues that I remember growing up have closed down, and the basement was the one that sort of, as you said, stood the test of time, but... that's not looking so good at the moment.
Yeah, so what's happening with you? What's in your band in particular? Have you managed to find a new venue?
We have, yep. We'll be starting up on the 23rd, so in 2 weeks' time, at Soda Factory.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
But clearly not that kind of purpose-built venue that we've been talking about. And, you know, when we're looking at sort of the basement, I mean, I think they've had a Neil Diamond concert there. Herbie Hancock's been there. Even Prince did a weird drop-in.
All the big names in jazz have played there, pretty much. Freddie Hubbard, David Murray, Prince. Yeah, Prince played there. Many, many, many big names of music. There.
Well, I mean, if you think the music's going to live on, that's great. And if you found a new venue, that's fantastic too. We'll just have to wait and see what actually happens with the basement as an actual physical space. But Danny G. Felix, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Danny G. Felix there, founder of the Monday Jam, band leader for the New OGs, talking about, well, the future of what he's going to be doing and, of course, the legacy of the basement.